This is one from yesterday. And this actually was a fairly big story. This was a fairly big breaking news story. The Anne Arundel County executive, a man named John Leopold, who's a Republican, had been under investigation for the last 3 or 4 years, allegedly for using county police officers for personal and campaign business. The story came to a head yesterday when the Maryland State Prosecutor, after its four-year-long investigation, obtained an indictment of Mr. Leopold for counts of misconduct. Basically, the story goes he would use his security detail to take him to have various sexual encounters with women he was involved with. He apparently was living with a woman. He had an affair with another woman. And they would drive to various parking lots. Mr. Leopold allegedly would go to another car. 45 minutes later, he'd come back. Use your imaginations. I'm not going to get graphic here. And that led to yesterday's indictment. When that story broke, I actually was the second reporter on this story. Our colleague Ann Kramer, who had been following this case for the last few years, got word of the indictment from the state prosecutor's office a little after 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. About 10 minutes later, she calls me, tells me what happened. I have just finished covering maybe 3 or 4 other legislative stories. I was writing copy for the web, and I was going to produce something for the 5 o'clock or for the Saturday morning news, and I was also going to be getting ready to do a live talkback that I do every day with our afternoon anchor at 5:20, but I was going to go home relatively early. Well, that didn't happen yesterday. So what we posted online was basically everything you need to know about this case. I will tell you that they did post my report, what happened yesterday afternoon. Myself and another reporter went over to the Arundel Center. If you know anything about Annapolis, at least the government center, the center of state government, the center of county government, is all within a short walking distance of everything. So you walk a few blocks, you go to the Arundel Center, and lo and behold, the county executive decided to talk to us. And he not only talked to us, he talked to other media outlets. So we were able to get the interview and then go back to the State House, where we have an ISDN line, which is a dedicated hard phone line, so that I could then upload the audio into my computer and play it live off my computer. Here's a little bit of what it sounded like.
So here at the State House, he was in his office when the indictment was returned today. He spoke to us briefly. Here's what he had to say.
The state prosecutor has had his opportunity to present his side of the story, and I look forward to my side of the story